Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. And as we do every Friday, we will be going through a psalm together this morning. Today's psalm will be Psalm 30, which I'll read for us. Again, that is Psalm 30. This is the word of God. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name, for his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I plead for mercy. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks. I will give thanks to you forever. If you've read your fair share of Psalms, I'm sure the structure of this psalm is one that sounds very familiar. In a lot of David's Psalms, much like this morning's passage, there's this sequence of David kind of first giving thanks to God about the things he's done in David's life. And then there's this twist of David expressing some sort of concern or some sort of grief within his heart. And then at the end, he comes back and remembers that God is still good. Here we see a similar kind of thing of David giving thanks to God and then having a moment of worry, but then coming back and remembering the ways that God has turned David's sadness into gladness, his mourning into dancing. And this seems to be kind of the theme of this psalm, that though there is grief, worry, or pain right now, these things are only temporary, but grace, joy, and peace are waiting, and these things are forever. Given this theme, I think the chunk of verses that sticks out like a sore thumb is verses 8 to 10. It says, "To you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I plead for mercy. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper." Reading this, we see that David, for a moment, is filled with grief, thinking about the possibility of being in a place without God. There's a tone of desperation and confusion as to whether David is truly secure in the mercy of God. And it seems that David has temporarily forgotten God's faithfulness. Just like the rest of us, David is very human and has these moments of forgetfulness. And obviously, David is living in a time before the coming of Jesus, so the explicit way through which God will apply his grace to him is not fully known. Sometimes I read passages like this and I tend to think to myself, David, why are you so angsty all the time? Why do you flip-flop through so many different emotions in a single psalm? And B, how can you forget something so fundamental, something like the faithfulness of God? And usually when I have thoughts like this, I'm immediately humbled by God because he reminds me that I'm kind of exactly like this, if not more so. I, for one, am living in a time where I know of the atoning sacrifice of Jesus explicitly, unlike David. But yet here I am still having many times of uncertainty where I temporarily forget God's faithfulness merely because of the circumstances that are right in front of me. I remember a couple of years ago in college, there was this one late night. I was sitting in the living room of my dorm by myself, and I began to realize how broken, sinful, and incompetent I was. I felt like I was terrible in every aspect of my life at that time. As a student, as a church member, as a friend, as a son, I felt like I was doing nothing right in any of these categories. And in that moment, A floodgate of shame, guilt, and hopelessness completely overwhelmed me. Normally, I'm a guy of very little emotional expression, but that night, I remember I began weeping. I'm not just tearing a little bit, but like really weeping. And in my weeping, I told God, there's absolutely no way that I can even approach you, let alone have eternal life with you. How could you have died for someone as filthy as me? But as I was having these thoughts, the gospel began to ring so clear. It wasn't that my sin and my shortcomings didn't matter anymore. In fact, it was quite the opposite. My sin and my shortcomings are a huge deal. But I remembered that's how much deeper the love of God really goes. That night I remembered what David remembers here in our passage in verse 5. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. And then in verse 11, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. This is why David praises and gives thanks to the Lord. It is why his mourning is made into dancing. It is not an arbitrary thanksgiving, but it is a deep understanding of the mercy and love of God that saves. David ends the psalm with an exclamation in verse 12 that his praise toward God will not be silent. And I want to encourage all of us here today to respond to God in this way. Let's remember that mourning and weeping are temporary, and that joy and gladness are forever. And with this understanding, let's go about our days today, wherever we may go, whoever we might meet. And let's not stay silent about this truth that we can be eternally glad because of the sacrifice of Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for today's reminder that pain and weeping are temporary. You are a God of joy, peace, and gladness. So Lord, I ask that you fill us with a desire to respond in that way, to lay down every part of ourselves, every part of our lives for the sake of your glory, that people in our lives would also know this truth. Forgive us, Lord, for the ways that we have forgotten your goodness, forgotten your faithfulness. Help us to always remain in you, to remember that we can have confidence, Lord, in the all-sufficient sacrifice of Jesus. May you give us boldness to live our day to day in joy, in peace, and in resilience. In Jesus' name, amen.